Welcome to the Jesus is for Real podcast. I'm your host, John, and I have an incredible story to share with you about Jesus. The goal or mission of this podcast is to give you, the listener, hope and to bring more people to Jesus in the process. Before you can fully understand the significance of the story I'm going to share with you, you will need to know two backstories. The first is a story of Akiana Kromarik and her masterpiece, The Prince of Peace, painted when she was just 8 years old, and which also just happens to be the cover art for this podcast. The second backstory is that of Colton Burpo, a little boy who went to heaven and met Jesus. If you're listening to this podcast, it's for a reason, and I'm glad you're here. Let's get started. Akiana Kromarik is an American artist and poet who gained recognition at a young age for her incredible artistic talents. She was born on July 9, 1994, in a shack on the edge of a cornfield in Mount Morris, Illinois. Her mother was an atheist and her father was agnostic. She was raised in a homeschooled environment with no TV and no Christian influence. At the age of four, she began to see vivid visions of heaven, and she even got to meet Jesus. She claims that he spoke to her and encouraged her to draw and paint everything that she was seeing. With no formal training, she began to draw at the age of four, was painting by age six, and began to write poetry at age seven. At the age of eight, Akiana painted Prince of Peace, the cover art and central theme for this podcast. Here is Akiana with Katie Couric.
And welcome back. You know, we were just talking about this portrait of Jesus before the break. It's called Prince of Peace and featured in the book Heaven is for Real. You may be surprised to learn the age of the artist and her heavenly inspiration. For art prodigy Akiana Kromarik, heaven has always been in the details. Her paintings, complex, vibrant, and inspired by an astonishing spiritual connection. At just 4 years old, Akiana began to have visions of being in heaven and meeting God. She began translating those visions onto paper. Most extraordinary, the concept of God hadn't even been introduced to Akiana as a child. Her parents were self-described atheists. At six, she turned to painting, bringing her heavenly visions to life through her art.
I get up at 4:30 every morning, and I do art at five. Then I do probably 2 to 3 hours.
Homeschooled and self-taught, she continues to paint 6 days a week, and today has produced more than 200 paintings, all influenced by the same faith and heavenly inspiration that she has carried from childhood.
When I paint, for example, the planted eyes, and some people say it's not religious, but I know inside it is. Everything I do that has a meaning of spirituality.
Now, Akiana was just 10 years old in that video. She's now 18, and some of her paintings are worth more than $1 million. Akiana, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's an honor.
So you were just 4 years old when you believe you started hearing voices from heaven.
Yes, and I just came in through a family that was not religious at all. But when I started receiving these visions at four, it was just way too complex to describe them through words. And the only thing I could use was colors.
You started painting drawing.
Yeah.
And this is the Prince of Peace, which I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
And you were only, I cannot believe this, 8 years old when you painted this?
I was. But the image came to me ever since I was 3.5, 4 years old. But it was like a blurry, like a image. But it was only when I was 8 years old when this carpenter came knocking on our door when I said, this is the perfect time to paint the story of love, unity, and peace.
A carpenter, of course. That, when I heard that, I was like, wow, okay,
and actually,
that makes sense.
And actually, some researchers actually analyzed my work, and they compared the Shroud of Turin with my work, this particular painting, and they said it was almost 80 to 90% accuracy.
But tell me about this next painting. You were how old when you painted this?
This is when I was 10. It's called Creation, and this actually happened by accident. It was a time where I just let myself go, and I just somehow this place came about, and I just remember that this was the place I used to visit as a child.
And your dad's in the audience, your dad, Mark. And hi, Mark. What did you think? As Akiana said, you guys were not a religious family at all. When she started talking about this and painting these things, what was your reaction?
At first, I didn't understand where this came from. We weren't, you know, I was an agnostic, my wife's an atheist, and we didn't speak it in the house. But to this day, I still can't figure it out, but I was just shocked.
Have you changed? Are you now more religious as a result of Akiana's work?
Yeah, I'm more. There is life after death, yeah.
Let's go to, sorry?
There is life after death.
In the next episode, you'll learn about Colton Burpo and Heaven is for Real.